The universe is moistened with nectar, and the truth is ready to harvest. Turning the Dharma wheel is to do your utmost to explore the matter. So let's see, or let's listen what I came up with. What is required of you is engaged participation. Just follow the steps. The Dharma wheel turns from the beginning, and reality is revealed in its many forms, ever in flux. There's neither surplus nor lack. There's an Indian saying, by the end of the day, every ant will get a grain, every elephant a ton of food. There's no surplus nor lack. The Dharma wheel spins in cycles, no tragedy. Empires rise and fall, realms of sight and sound spiral into existence, out of existence, continuously. To hold unto them, that is tragedy. When you accord with reality, everything falls in place, like a lid on its box. The whole universe is moistened with nectar, and the truth is ready to harvest. Dharma is at work at all times, turning. You can trust it. Cosmic actuality, the way things are. You move along with them or get stuck. Dukkha, the wheel stuck in mud. The moment you take the wheel into your own hands, controlling the universe and getting stuck in forms and sounds, you are in trouble. Everything is a wake-up call, cosmic alarm clock, a high call to be creative with your life. Turning the wheel by caprice, it moves from the true to the false. And sweet nectar turns sour, and truth turns into chaos. That is, the mind is spinning out of control, constantly giving rise to forms and sounds. For the shortest span of time, life appears to be rich and exciting by clinging to forms and sounds, both of which are links in the chain of causation ending in birth and death. The ever-ongoing circles of birth and death, kept in motion by attachment and bondage, the source of our present misery. What is the turning point? In silent illumination, Hongshi tells us, right in here, the central pivot turns, the gateway opens. You accord and respond without laboring, and accomplish without hindrance. Everywhere turns around freely, not following conditions, not falling into classifications. Facing everything, let go and attain stability. Stay with that just as that. Stay with this just as this. These were Hongshi's words. This realization of empty mind is the fruit of continuous Zen practice. In Zazen, allow all phenomena to arise. Dance with them. Dance around them. This is turning the Dharma wheel. The constant movement of arising and vanishing. stepping back with open hands, you see all dharmas for what they are. How ephemeral, how empty. And soon they lose their power over you. Dogen says, enlightenment happens when you turn the Dharma flowers. Bondage when Dharma flowers turn you. All life is relating. Associating with harmful habits is turning against the Dharma wheel. Dissociating with harmful habits is turning the Dharma wheel. Here I give you an example. Suppose you want to go to New York by car. Your intuition says, go north on I-95. But you find yourself traveling on I-95 south. Even so, realizing your mistake, you're arrogant and stubborn and continue traveling south, like with a harmful habit. What is necessary for you is to turn around. But you can't just turn around. First, you have to exit. How many more embodiments will you turn around uselessly in the circle of fire? Stepping back with empty hands is thoroughly comprehending birth and death. Quoting Dogen, fascicle 74 of the Shobogenzo, when someone gives rise to truth by returning to the source, the whole of space in all 10 directions falls away and vanishes. Up to this day, this verse of turning the Dharma wheel is truly the bone and marrow of the Buddhas and ancestors. It is the very eye of the Buddhas and ancestors. This verse is already being set in motion by the Dharma wheel of the Buddhas and ancestors. It is the turning of their Dharma wheel. Buddhas expound Dharma in response to the readiness of those who hear of it. Are you ready listening? Even tiles and stones, even yellow leaves, once they have been held up by a Buddha or ancestor, become the Dharma wheel of the Buddha. They are the Buddha's treasure house of the eye of the true teaching. Some Buddhas will turn the Dharma wheel by using sound and form to free their disciples from attachment, to sound and form. Some will turn the Dharma wheel by holding up a fist. And there are times when the disciple comprehends what his nose is, or comprehends what the unbounded is, which are instances of the Dharma wheel naturally turning itself. To comprehend what this verse is about is to grasp what the morning star is about, what one's nose is about, what the plum blossom is about, what the unbounded is about. It is comprehending what Buddhas and ancestors are about and what the Dharma wheel is about. Turning the Dharma wheel means doing your utmost to explore the matter. Some become the Dharma wheel of the Buddha, and some will turn the Dharma wheel by the leaping free of sound and form. In all directions, independent and free, in the midst of phenomena, whatever you pick up, there is nothing that's not it. This reminds me of Joshua's saying, sometimes I hold up a blade of grass to make use of the golden-bodied Buddha, 16 feet high. Sometimes I hold up a golden-bodied Buddha, 16 feet high, to make use of the blade of grass. Be aware of moments when you want the Dharma wheel to stop. I had enough, you say. You want to switch off the constant influx of impressions and feel cozy in your Zen cocoon. Even when you resist, you are moved along despite of yourself. Feel your resistance. Go into it. This way, you surprise yourself. The Dharma wheel is turning by itself. Peaceful, without interruption, unceasingly, with your steady breath. It even turns through birth and death. And you discover it's not you who is moving. You are moved all along. Moving through everything, unmoved by anything. Yourself, the unmovable. To raise the counterpoint present in all Zen teachings, the sutra is held up again. It says, the Buddha turns the Dharma wheel, and reality is shown in many forms. Reality in many forms. What reality? When we see dharmas without filters of likes and dislikes, nothing is there. All dharmas are empty. That everything exists as suchness. The next phase of my talk, we realize together by entering Zazen together. So please sit straight. Take a deep breath. The Buddha turns the Dharma wheel. The Buddha is not a person from another place, another time. Buddha is alive, ever present, sitting right here and now. Buddha is your mind. Your mind is Buddha, churning, turning all things. This whole colorful world, nothing but mind. A kaleidoscope, constantly changing, boundless, a dream. All things living together, side by side. Demons, devas, dancing together, interpenetrating, mutually creating themselves, is the turning of the Dharma wheel. All things are one mind. One mind is all things. What is this wondrous clear mind? The heart that is not blocked and bound by thoughts or notions of this or that. In playful samadhi, the empty mind, Mushin, enjoys the ceaseless turning of the Dharma wheel in all its forms. Not clinging to forms and sounds allows the unimpeded turning of the Dharma wheel, is the unimpeded turning of the Dharma wheel. In a moment, a piece of music holding up forms and sound.
Thank you.
sound waves, emotional waves, where you swept away or stayed cool, living free of sound. Either way, all appearances for the shortest time, magnificent, magic, after a flash of enlightenment, to emptiness return. Mysterious turning of the Dharma wheel. So that ends our unusual zazen. Continue. At the moment of awakening, the Buddha body comes forth and expounds Dharma. The boundless body manifests Dharma. This is nothing but turning the Dharma wheel. The body of the true person is the place of turning the Dharma wheel. Dogen says, "You at this very moment, and I at this very moment, are the persons who realize the body of the true person and the whole universe together." It is one person practicing zazen at one time, the self that practices zazen here at this very moment, is simultaneously turning the Dharma wheel everywhere in the universe at all times. When even just one person at one time sits in zazen, he becomes imperceptibly one with each and all of the myriad things and completely permeates all time, so that within the limitless universe, throughout past, future and present, he is performing the eternal and ceaseless work of guiding beings to enlightenment. It is for each and everything one and the same undifferentiated practice and undifferentiated realization. Thus, the dynamics of the boundless self that contains everything and universal time and space is fully manifested at this point. The Dharma wheel turns from the beginning. There's neither surplus nor lack. The whole universe is moistened with nectar, and the truth is ready to harvest.